It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hello everybody, it's me, Adam Bash. I am here today to talk to you about celebrity birthdays. Yes, it's me. Today is October 9th, and sweet Hachi Machi, what an interesting day. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. We'll get in there. We'll get in there, and we'll get hot and heavy. We'll get deep into some of the top tops of the day. But first, let's talk a little bit about, you know, I feel like I haven't really intro the concept of the show in a few days. And so, you know, if you've never listened or you recently started listening and you kind of don't know what we do here, let me explain it this way. Okay. In late August, I met an angel of death and destruction. His name's Adriel. Wave, Adriel. Adriel's waving. I don't know why I did that. You can't see. Maybe you can. I really don't know how podcasts work. It's the damnedest thing. But anyway, Adriel granted me the power / curse to erase one day from history. The history of existence, and whatever day I erase from the history of existence, every single person born on that day will also be erased from existence. And there's all types of like potential paradoxes involved in that, but I've been told like, it's cool. Don't worry about it. So I'm not, we're going to, you know, go off of the only information that I think is necessary in a situation like this, and it's celebrity birthdays. So we look at the top celebrities, and throughout the entire year, we're going to go through every single day, talk about the top celebrities born on that day, rated against previous days, and by the end of the year, we'll have 12 gleaming piles of dungaree-doobity. That's a really weird word for poop that we can use to figure out what's the worst day of the entire year and which one is thus expendable. Let's talk about who's coming in here today, because coming in today on a losing streak of, I mean, you know, not terrible, just a couple days here, but they don't have a lot of upside. Okay, it's number 3, Jeremy Sisto, right? You know, understandably, you don't know who that is. Number 2, Amy Jo Johnson, Pink Ranger, and presumably other things. And number 1, Elizabeth Shue. A wonderful, lovely actress who just can't do it on her own. Let's see who they've got to battle against today. I'm going to take a quick look through here because I really feel like there is a lot of there's a lot of power on page 1, which makes me think that there might be some stuff on page 2. As I click through to page 2, I am finding out that that is incorrect. So that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. We've got a handful. Okay. So honorable mentions. I'm going to talk about Zachary Ty Bryan, one of the oldest boy on Home Improvement. Zachary Ty Bryan. They all had 3 names. All the Home Improvement boys. There's Jonathan Taylor Thomas. There was Zachary Ty Bryant, and I don't remember the little one. I don't remember the little one. It's not important. He won't come up later. There won't be a quiz. Other honorable mentions, October 9th birthdays, Nick Swartzen, who's kind of funny. He did good bit parts, I felt, on Reno 911 here and there. So worth an honorable mention. Brandon Routh, I don't really know how to pronounce it. I've only seen his last name written. I've never actually needed to try to pronounce it before. Who is known as being Superman for like one movie, and then Henry Cavill, or however you pronounce his last name, he came in. Now he's Superman. So he was a temporary Superman, which is better than most of us get. I mean, how many times have you played Superman in a movie? I know for me, I've not surpassed Brandon's record. I mean, hopefully it's not over for me yet. We'll find out. But yeah, so he played a Superman, so that's good. Let's see, who else? There's a lot of names on here. Sean Lennon. Did I say John Lennon? No, I said Sean Lennon, John Lennon's son, and John Lennon and Yoko Ono's son together, Sean. born on October 9th. Tony Shalhoub, also known as Monk, was born on October 9th. He was also on Wings, so you got that going for you as well. Okay. Jackson Browne. You may not know much about Jackson Browne, but he was a pretty good musician in the 70s, so that's good. Man, there's names all over the place. I'm going to throw John Entwistle out there, which is he's one of my favorite bassists of all time, and I play the bass, so the bass is kind of an important instrument for me to listen to in music. He was the bassist for The Who, and if you've ever heard My Generation, oh my God, he's all over the place on that. So John Entwistle, again, one of the greatest bassists of all time. That was a long, long list of, oh God, Sharon Osbourne. Is Sharon Osbourne count? So the other day I didn't count Simon Cowell. If Simon Cowell doesn't count, does Sharon Osbourne count? Because Sharon Osbourne's only done reality TV and then been Ozzy's manager. I'm glad I left her in honorable mentions because I really don't want to weigh in too hard about whether or not Sharon Osbourne counts. All right, well, let's move on. Let's move on to the top three. I missed PJ Harvey. I'm sorry, PJ Harvey. PJ Harvey, you're great. You're wonderful. I'm broken about that. I like PJ Harvey a lot. Okay. So anyway, PJ Harvey, also born on October 9th. Let's get into the top three now. I feel like I've named everybody that I could possibly name as an honorable mention. Number three, Guillermo del Toro. That's right. The famed director. And is this the first director? I don't think so. I think we've had directors before. We did. Because we had, what's his butt? Oliver Stone. So if we have, we've had directors before. Anyway, Guillermo del Toro, Pan's Labyrinth, amazing. Hellboy, great. Even Blade 2 was pretty decent. I like Guillermo. I'm going to stop saying his full name because it's just tripping me up. 16 Ways to Sunday. I like Guillermo. I do. I like his vision for just literally every little weird world he makes. There was a time that he was on a project to make like a new Silent Hill game. And had that ever actually occurred, my life would have probably been complete at that moment. But it fell apart, and as so many things do. So there is a big empty hole in my life that will forever be there because he and Hideo Kojima did not end up making that Silent Hill game. Anyway, Guillermo del Toro, number three. Pretty big name for a number three. Let's see where we go from there. Number two, Scott Bakula. Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy, indeed. Ziggy, give me information on how cool Scott Bakula is. Oh, do you see that? Do you see that, Sam? It says Scott Bakula is really cool. That was a Quantum Leak. Sorry, not Quantum Leak. That was a show about a very small onion. Quantum Leap. It was a Quantum Leap goof that I just made there. See, Ziggy was like a computer thing, I think. I don't know. I watched it when I was really young and I didn't really understand it too awful much. Scott Bakula, great actor. I don't feel like there's a lot of roles that he would say no to. And he's the luckiest actor of all time because he's had some just iconic roles. Partially through never turning anything down, but like, you know, the right things have to come to you. And in a few instances, I feel like Scott Bakula and the proper role have just aligned perfectly. He is, he's a national treasure. I'll say that, definitely. Okay, moving on. Number one. Well, let's see. There's no other way to say this, but this is probably one of the biggest names we have ever had in the history of this day is history. Born on October 9th, 1940, We had his son earlier as an honorable mention. Strange, isn't it? It's weird that somebody has the same birthday as their son, you know? I mean, I guess it happens probably a lot, especially if you have a lot of kids, which he didn't, but that's not the point. Anyway, it's John Lennon. John Lennon, one of the better Beatles, I would say. Probably my second favorite Beatle. John Lennon was an amazing songwriter, a great singer, just an all-around wonderful musician. And even his solo work after the Beatles was, I mean, there was some that was not great, but a lot of it was very good. And I'm not a huge Beatles fan. I'm going to come completely clean with that right now. I'm not a huge Beatles fan. There's some of their music that I do really enjoy, and then a lot of it I don't really like all that much. But it's impossible to listen to the Beatles and not see like their handprints on all of popular music these days. John Lennon, and attached to him is probably the Beatles in general, because I do not think you could really have the Beatles without John Lennon. That would be probably the most irreplaceable member of the Beatles. George is my favorite Beatles member. I was always a George fan. I like the underdog, you know. Not a lot of people talk about George and his musicianship, you know. Some of my favorite Beatles songs were written by George Harrison. So I think George is my favorite. John second. I guess I go Paul, then Ringo after that. I feel bad. You know, Ringo, God bless you. You try. So Elizabeth Shue versus John Lennon. Gonna have to give this one to John Lennon. Let's look at the twos. That would be Amy Jo Johnson versus Scott Bakula. Gonna have to give it to Scotty B. Sorry, Amy Jo. Look at the threes. Jeremy Sisto versus Guillermo del Toro. It's a clean sweep here for October 9th. October 9th, you're good. Yeah, you're real good. You had top to bottom just great, great power today. And I'm stunned. This is back-to-back days where we have had just amazing, amazing shows of force. It's unfortunate for Elizabeth Shue. She's come up against some real tough fights the last handful of days here. And honestly, October, you're showing me a lot. You're showing me a lot about kind of who you view yourself as a month collectively. And I mean, if I'm being completely honest, I'm impressed, really. Because, I mean, when I think of October, I don't think of, I don't know what I think. I think Halloween, obviously. I think the leaves changing. I think, you know, I think Indian corn on the doorstep. I think just like that pumpkin spice life. You know what I mean? And when you think that pumpkin spice life, you don't necessarily think like go hard, right? Don't quit, right? Bring everything you got. And so far, that I feel like that's what's happening with October's birthdays. They're going hard. They're bringing everything they got. And I just can't wait to see more. So see you tomorrow here on This Day is History. I'll save your seat for you right here next to me, buddy, pal. Can you pass the junior mints? You've been hogging the junior mints this whole time. Thank you. Stay fresh.
Happy birthday.